produce a sermon for us, Mr. Martinez.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Russell. Good afternoon, brethren. I hope everyone is having a great and restful Sabbath so far. I know we are here in Puerto Rico, and we pray you are too, wherever you might be. As Mr. Russell mentioned, our weather this week has been very warm, some scattered showers. We have a beautiful, crystal clear blue sky day. And we do appreciate all the prayers for Puerto Rico regarding the passing of Isaias, which was a week and a half ago. We appreciate that, and the island is slowly getting back to normal, but 99% of the population does have water and electricity, which is good. So we appreciate the prayers on that part. Well, brethren, today I will continue on the subject I spoke of during my last sermon. As you may remember, the title of my last sermon will also be the same one for this sermon: Endurance Through Example. Endurance through example. This second part of this topic will center around our endurance that we must have as Christians during our day-to-day activities and lives, as seen through the eyes of Jesus Christ. We will see that throughout this sermon, two different areas of enduring through the example of Christ will be evident in the topic for today. First, we will look at the endurance of hardship that Christ, our Messiah, undertook during his time here on this earth. And believe me, there is a lot we can learn from those hardships. Secondly, we will look at how Christ teaches us to endure to the end, regardless of what may be happening or going on in our lives. These two elements serve as the basis for knowing how endurance plays an important and pivotal role in our daily lives, brethren. There can be no doubt in any of our minds that endurance through the example of Christ will present us with the spiritual food we need to combat all that is going on around the world. If we are to overcome the obstacles presented by man, then we must take up to the example of the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Only through the example of the hardships and endurance until the end that Christ had, can we obtain the wisdom on what needs to be done on our part in order to prove ourselves worthy of being part of the kingdom of God. Now, before I begin with the second part of the sermon, I want to recap what I spoke of during my last sermon for perspective. As you may remember, during my last sermon, I spoke about enduring through the example presented in Scripture by King David. I emphasized two important elements associated with David and his behavior toward God, and how these elements provided the basis for knowing the example we must follow in our daily lives. These elements were knowing how our Lord God endures forever, and how his word is true today, just like it was during King David's time. Also, the second element I presented was how the fear of the Lord endures forever, and how David saw grace in God's heart, and knowing that we, as God's called out Christians, must also follow this example if we are to endure through the troubling and difficult times ahead. Now, to continue with the second part of the sermon, I will give some background into the first element I will be talking about today, brethren, and that is enduring through hardships. Brethren, I know each and every one of us have experienced some form of hardship in our lives. However, I want to take a closer look at the word hardship, especially with its origin and definitions. According to Webster's Dictionary, the word hardship has several meanings. One, privation, suffering. And two, something that causes or entails suffering or privation. Also, there are several words associated with hardship as synonyms, such as adversity, asperity, difficulty, hardness, and rigor. In addition, the word hardship has three meanings from the Strong's Concordance. Strong's Concordance 2553, from the Greek word kakopatheo, which is spelled K-A-K-O-P-A-T-H-E-O, meaning to suffer evil. Strong's Concordance 50-04, from the Greek word talaporia, which is spelled T-A-L-A-I-P-O-R-I-A, meaning hard work, hardship, distress. And Strong's Concordance 85:13, from the Hebrew word telah, which is spelled T-E-L-A-A-H, meaning weariness, hardship. Brethren, I wanted to give you a background on this word because it is the basis for understanding how Christ endured hardship throughout his time on this earth. Because our Messiah had to endure things we do not these days, it is important to comprehend the true meaning of hardship, because the example set forth by Jesus Christ to us is to always know that he is there for us as our comforter as well. Obviously, we are not going to go through the same hardships Jesus Christ went throughout his tenure on this physical earth, but there are times when we know we can definitely relate to what happened to Christ in his life. I ask you several questions today, and keep these in mind as we go through the sermon today. Do any of the words associated with hardship come to mind as something that might have happened in your life? do we not feel sometimes that we suffer in our lives? Do we not go through hard work and distress during troubling times? Do we not feel weary at times because we might be overwhelmed with our situations in our lives? I am positive that each and every one of us have answered yes to all of these questions, because something has happened at some point in our lives that triggered these feelings. It is important to ask these questions because it is through the life experiences that we have that build, shape, and develop the Christian fortitude to know and understand what God wants us to do in His great plan for mankind's salvation. God does not want us to go through these feelings all of the time, brethren, but there are moments in our lives that we will have to experience these feelings of hardship, because it is the only way we can hang on and cling to God and His Son, Jesus the Christ, during the most difficult of times. Christ came to this world to do God's will and die for the salvation of mankind through His blood on the cross. The hardships we will look at for today in Scripture will give us the understanding we need to excel in the lifetime of dedication we have as God's called out people. Let's begin today's sermon in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 19 to 22. Here we will read about Christ relating through the hardship of persecution. Matthew chapter 10, verses 19 through 22, reading out of the King James Version. It says, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Jesus Christ presents an important part of enduring hardship, and that is that there will come a time when we will be persecuted and hated for keeping the word of God. There are things that will eventually happen that people will turn against their own family, their own flesh and blood. However, Christ is very clear that we must endure until the end through this hardship, because mankind will not tolerate Christians who keep God's word and statutes. Also, these scriptures tell us an important part of going through persecution in the future, and that is that although hardship may come, we must endure until the end and keep the example of Christ in our hearts and minds as we go through religious persecution. Christ does not say to give up. Christ does not say to quit. And Christ certainly does not say to give in to what man wants to do. We have to focus on the importance of enduring hardship as it comes, in the manner or form it can take in our lives. Let's turn now to the book of John, chapter 6, verses 26 and 27. Here we will read about Christ relating a message in Capernaum, in the sea. John chapter 6, verses 26 through 27. It says, Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Jesus Christ presents the example of how we, as God's chosen and appointed few, need to act, especially in times of hardship. While it seems likely that whenever we go through a difficult process, we tend to forget the purpose of such difficulty in our lives, we are reminded to continue to labor and work for the spiritual food that will help us get through the toughest times possible. Christ talks about this because it is important to note how we often do not make the difference between what we think our body needs, physical food, versus what we actually need during trying times, which is spiritual food. We need to be aware of this because it represents an important element of understanding how Jesus the Christ presents the endurance of hardship throughout our lives. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, and we will read about the example of Paul's message to the Corinthians regarding a familiar topic of love enduring all. 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, beginning in verse 4, through verse 7. It says, Love suffers all long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeks not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinks no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopes all things, endureth all things. These words represent an important part of how to manage hardship in our life, brethren. Mr. Fleming alluded to the concept of how love is the most important quality to have above everything else during his last sermon a few weeks ago. We need to work on the fortitude of love because love endures everything in our life, even the most serious and dire of circumstances in our lives. The example of enduring hardship cannot be taught without love. And love, as Paul writes, does not seek any of the usual traits the world uses to justify the evil that happens in this world. We, as God's spiritual Israel, need to apply these words and use the example of knowing that love can endure any difficult process in our lives. There are no exceptions to this process. Let's look at another example of enduring hardship spoken by Paul in his letter to Timothy. Here in 2 Timothy, Chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Second Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. It says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Paul's words to Timothy are very clear, and they apply as much as it did then as it does in our time, brethren. We are to take up the example of Jesus Christ and endure hardship, just like any soldier endures hardship during his time in the military. We are to observe the example of Christ in our lives because it is through Christ's own example on this earth that we can grow into the Christian character that allows us to provide the means for managing the situations and problems this world brings us. Satan and his demons are constantly attempting to derail our spirituality. And the constant struggle between the spirit and the flesh is everlasting in our lives because of our human nature. We are to commit to the faithfulness that is in Christ. And we are to know that his example resonates with us every single day. Let's continue in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 34 through 39, and read of a message of hope for all of us today. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 34 through 39. It says, "For you had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Brethren, the words spoken here should resonate in our hearts and minds, because it allows us to understand how important it is that we need to go through endurance in order to receive the promise made by Christ, in which we are not to go back to our old ways in our lives, but know that the promise is there for those who live justly and by faith. Let's turn over a few pages now here in the book of Hebrews to chapter 12, verses 5 through 7. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 7. It says, "And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not?" Brethren, enduring hardship through the example given to us by Jesus Christ means that God the Father loves us in a very unique and special way. Now, believe me, we might not see it at all like that most of the time, but God does love us and has to chastise us more often than not, because if we endure chastening, it means that we are passing the test God has set before us. Therefore, we must continue to endure anything and everything thrown in our direction, because God will never leave us alone when we are going through so much in our lives. Let's look at the second area we will be talking about today, and that is to endure through the example of Christ until the end. Because of the many trials, tribulations, and tests we face each and every day, it is important to understand that we must follow the example Christ set for us, brethren. It is very important to put what we are to talk about as part of our daily routine, because we, as God's elect, will go through some of the most difficult choices, moments, and events in our lives. We all have moments in which the most critical part of our innermost being are put to the test because of our character and who we are as a person. However, just because we are to go through the toughest of times now and what lies ahead of us in our lives does not mean that we should just accept the status quo and things as they are. We must learn, build, and apply from the example our Messiah and Savior put in Scripture, because it made it into Scripture for a reason in the first place. Each example of what Christ preached in the New Testament serves as the foundation for knowing that throughout the hardest and greatest sacrifice of all time, there is always a way to please God, no matter what happens to us. Christ emphasizes the importance of how to manage afflictions, temptations, suffered losses, and maintaining our course throughout our entire calling, and know that in the end, God and Christ will endure in our hearts and minds forever. Let's turn back to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 9 through 13. Here, we read about Christ speaking to his disciples at the Mount of Olives. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 9 through 13. It says, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Brethren, Jesus Christ relates the message unto his disciples that in the end, there will come very difficult and trying times. In fact, we might say that some of the events foretold by Christ are unfolding in our society today. Jesus Christ presented this to his disciples, and for our knowledge as well, because there will come a time near the end, when so many events will unfold that our very essence inside our heart and character will be put to the test. There will be times when there will be so much evil around the world and so much negativity, so many losses, and so much pain that people will grow cold in their hearts, as we just read in verse 12. However, this is part of our very existence and calling, brethren. We are here to ensure that we endure until the very end, and know that everything that passes in this physical world does not happen unless our Lord God allows it to happen. Also, our very salvation is at stake, because we cannot lose our place in God's kingdom because of what mankind wants to do in this world. Remember, this is Satan's world, because he is influencing all of the evil with his demons throughout all nations each and every day. But God will only allow him to go so far before his intervention and plan takes place. Let's look now again at the book of 2 Timothy. This time, chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. Here is another scripture relaying the message of enduring afflictions in our time. 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. It says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." Paul's message to Timothy in these verses paint a familiar picture we have all seen in our lives. We have known brethren that turn away from God's truth, even having been in the church many years. We know that people now, more than ever, only want to hear the things they want to hear, instead of paying attention to what God outlines in His Word today. Also, there are people who just want to do their own thing and not care about what is written in Scripture. However, we must be watchful in everything that happens in our lives and endure afflictions to the end, because it is part of the great responsibility God has set out for us to do. Let's look at the book of James, chapter 1, verse 12. Here we will read about enduring temptations once we are called. James chapter 1 and verse 12. It says, "Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Brethren, we need to make sure we endure any and all kinds of temptation that present themselves in our lives. We show our love to God when we endure temptation, because we are making sure that we are keeping it of his commandments and statutes. Christ endured all kinds of temptation when he was with Satan during various times, as you all know from Scripture. Therefore, we need to follow the example of Christ and know that we are to endure anything that comes our way and use the Holy Spirit to guide us between right and wrong, because it is part of the endurance until the end that we need to persevere. Let's go over just a few pages to James chapter 5, verse 11. And read about an example of endurance used from the Old Testament. James chapter 5, verse 11. It says, "Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." The example presented of the patience of Job is something that we can use in our daily activities. I believe Job is one of the most patient and persevering characters in the Bible, because of everything he endured while he was on this earth. Just like Job was patient and understanding in all of his enduring trials, so should our character be until the very end. We also read that our God is a just and merciful God, and that he understands more than anyone all of the problems that we face in our lives. As a result, God shows his mercy with us as we endure anything and everything we have gone through in our lives. Let's turn now to the book of 1 Peter. Chapter 1, verses 23 through 25. A very familiar set of verses we all have read. 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 23 through 25. It says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." Peter writes about how the word of God endures until the end. And in fact, it endures forever. We are just flesh in this world right now, and wither away as the grass does during its time. But there will come a time when we are to be born again in the Spirit. And that Spirit, along with the Word of God, will endure forever, because we have to put on the incorruptible to inherit this. Mr. Russell talked about becoming the new man in his last sermon, and how important it is for us to be ready to understand the word of the gospel we must take in our lives. The word of God and the example of Jesus Christ should serve as the primary example in our lives today. Let's go back again to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 30 through 32. Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 30 through 32. It says, "For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after you were eliminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. God is in charge of our lives, brethren, and we must understand that just like Christ did not give into temptations, afflictions, and difficulties, we must also strive to do the same in our lives. We must understand that God will fight our battles, and that we are to endure great fights of afflictions, as we just read in verse 32. Because we need to place our entire confidence of our lives in God's hands. The example set before us by Jesus the Christ talks several important elements that we need to apply in our lives. Now, by no means we will be perfect in any of this, because after all, we are still human, and in this physical body we have. But we can learn from all of the examples set before us, and know that God will always provide a solution for any and all problems associated with us today. And as long as we are here on this earth, let us learn, apply, and exemplify the way Christ did for us, brethren. Let's conclude today's sermon in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 19 through 23. 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 19 through 23. It says, "For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. But what glory is it, if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. That does conclude my message for today. I will turn services over to Mr. Fleming.